There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.
You know, it's always been hard for me to gauge what the different groups are, right? Like Gen Zers, millennials, all that type of thing, with what their actual ages are, like, you know, year of graduation, or how old is this person from Gen Y at this point in your life? Ashley's here in the studio. But one thing that I just saw, Ashley, is that apparently Gen Z, right now, they're at the age where tattoo regret is starting to hit them, right? So that's usually like, you know, 30s, mid-30s or whatever that people say that they get it. Here's Sarah Beth Clark. She's been trending all over TikTok with this.
Imagine, if you will, that you put a shirt on once when you were in your 20s, and now you have to wear that for the rest of your life.
So the story is she's getting married, and so she's going through the process right now of having some tattoos removed or experiencing some tattoo regret. Because she's like, you know, I never thought about what I would look like in my wedding dress with all these tattoos.
Yeah.
You have 12 tattoos. Yes. I have over 13 tattoos. And I can't see any tattoos on you. Every one of your tattoos is hidden.
Right. Well, my job has a role in that I wanted to make sure they were strategically covered.
Yeah.
And there's only one or two that you can occasionally see if I'm wearing the right shoe or wearing the right top. But I wanted to make sure mine were never super visible. And so when I got married, I really had no issue.
That's interesting. Right. I mean, so universally, I think that you and I would both agree that tattoos are far more acceptable now than they used to be.
Oh, for sure.
Even in my own lifetime here. But you, as being a meteorologist on television, right, that is something that, you know, you had top of mind in that. I wouldn't call it tattoo regret, but, you know, there are certain things that you consider. The main thing that blew me away here was she was saying that older people warned me, and older people might have been right.
I have all of these tattoos. Don't necessarily reflect who I am at 36. I was told that I would regret my tattoos when I got older. I am older, and I do regret my tattoos.
Is it just me? I feel like having your tattoos removed nowadays is the new getting tattoos, by the way.
Well, yeah. I mean, but I hear it's even more painful than getting a tattoo done.
But when you say, oh, I'm getting my tattoos removed, it's as cool as you were saying, I'm going to get a tattoo 10 years ago, right? It's like that same kind of thing where you're like, oh, confession time. What is your dumbest tattoo?
Oh, I'm not sure I want to confess this one, but when I was 18, so a month after I turned 18, I got a tattoo on my rear.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not going to tell us what it is, but just the fact that you placed one on your butt is the main reason that it's the dumbest one.
It's dumb. It was one of those, I'm 18, I want to get one, but I want to hide it from my parents. So where's the best place to hide it from your parents? Probably your backside.
Yeah, well, you're just limited on those bikinis, I guess, the rest of your life. Right?
And I was a swimmer, so the hiding didn't last very long.
Wow. So the Olympics opening ceremonies are, at this point, I think, just a little bit over 2 weeks away.
Yeah.
Something like that, right? So the qualifying, all that stuff will be going on. And that means, of course, reporters are on the beat. They are walking the streets in Paris. They are drumming up stories out there to find out, you know, different interesting things about the area. Besides the stuff that we think we already all know about Paris.
Mm-hmm.
If I asked you, by the way, Ashley, what are the things that you think you know about Paris? What would you say?
I only know a few things. I can't say I've been to France,
okay,
but
right.
There's a tower. There's something that leans.
Right.
There are the catacombs.
Yeah, I think the Leaning Tower of Pisa is actually in Italy. I think that's Italy, isn't it?
Right, yeah.
But there is a tower. There is the catacombs. That's correct. They have food, right?
That Europe's just all-encompassing. It's all France.
You know that, too, that they have food, right? And they have a reputation for not always being all that friendly.
Right.
Right. I mean, those are the things that basically... And I'm not saying these things are true or not true. I'm just saying that these are the things that, you know, regular people that have not been to France, you know, would assume about France. So I saw this story about Elton John, and I was like, wait a minute, what? And I had so many questions. So apparently the story is that Elton John went into a store in France, and he was, you know, in there shopping or whatever, and he asked to use the bathroom while he was in there, and they said, no, we don't have a bathroom available. And so he asked his bodyguard for a bottle, and then he relieved himself in the middle of the store in the bottle. I mean,
there
this
are almost
is,
no words for that.
This is the story that's out there. But online, of course, you know, people have responded and said, well, you know, listen, when you got to go, you got to go. And obviously they must have had a bathroom. Every building has a bathroom. If not, what does the employee do when they're in there?
Exactly.
The funny thing is here is the shop owner or whatever telling the story, you know, to this reporter. And then saying that after Elton was, you know, in all other ways, Elton was incredibly gracious and nice, even shook some hands and, you know, took some, you know, signed some autographs after and took some photos. And I'm wondering to myself, what do you do with the bottle? Is that also a souvenir? But
some poor security guard's holding that.
You know what? I'm guessing the bodyguard of Elton John has seen plenty.
Probably.
And is still pretty well compensated.
I was going to say, gets a fine salary to do these things.
Yeah, he's going to be all right, right? But do you think a building should be required to have a public restroom? Do you think that all stores should be required to have a public restroom?
I mean, big box stores do. You go into a Lowe's or you go into a Target. They have them. Restaurants have them. I don't know if it's necessary for smaller boutiques to have them.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, they do. Because obviously the employees need one. And I think there are always exceptions. You know, I used to work in a smaller store. So if we saw maybe there was a young child or a pregnant woman, we would make an exception.
Right. You'd be like, let me help you out. Of course.
Right.
I mean, Elton John, apparently this guy didn't know who Elton John was at first. Which I'm like, how is that possible?
Did the glasses not give it away?
Elton John doesn't come in wearing, like, you know, regular shorts and a t-shirt. He doesn't look like your typical tourist, what I'm guessing. He comes in, he's got jewels, you know, he's like, you know, a sequined jacket or something like that. You know,
and surrounded by an entourage of security.
Right. You'd be like, this is a person we can make an exception for. But apparently that was not the case at this store.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 You see somebody do something, say something, you hear, overhear something when you're standing in a line somewhere or something, and you say to yourself, that is all I need to know about you. 1-800-330-9999. That's the number here if you want to get something off your chest. Ashley, you're just talking about flying.
I could do an entire 10-minute special on the things that irritate me about flying and people on the planes with you. But let me tell you, if you stand up and rush to the front of the plane to be the first one off, that is all I need to know about you.
Yeah, you're in row 23, but you're like, I'm going to get off this plane first.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know where the courtesy went out the window where it's just like row one goes first, row two goes second, row three. No. I mean, it's orderly that way. It works so much better.
Now, if you were back there and you're trying to make a connecting flight, and, you know, you don't have much time, and you at least apologize, like, I'm so sorry, I have a connecting flight, so people understand.
Sure.
That's totally cool. But if you're just being that guy or that girl, no.
And the first person that comes up and does it, okay, you're terrible. But the next six that are right behind them, they're like, well, apparently there's no rules here. I'm also going to be discourteous. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's terrible. Bobby, that's all I need to know about you. What's up?
If you refuse to turn on your air conditioner in 95 degrees... That's all I need to know about you.
Those people.
I would be one of those people. If I didn't have a child and animals, I could live without AC.
Are you kidding
me? I really could.
Are you serious?
My room gets to 81 degrees sometimes, and I'm perfectly fine with it.
My AC is set on 66 in the bedroom. It's a window unit, so it's not really 66.
But still.
But it's like, you know, it's cold. It's cold in there, and downstairs it's set to 68, 69.
Oh, no. My AC never, ever, ever drops below 76.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. I think you're part alien. That would be amazing.
Right. She has no power bill. Brian, that's all I need to know about you.
If you assume your parents have a favorite child, that is all I need to know about you.
Ashley, do you think it's more likely that you assume that your parents have a favorite child if you think you are the favorite or if you don't think you're the favorite?
Oh, well, I know I'm the favorite because I'm the only one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well,
so by process of elimination, it has to be me.
Right, right. But I mean, I think that if you're in, you know, nobody wants to feel like the bad kid, right? But if a parent shows that one is kind of the golden child, that's an issue.
But did they earn that? You know, are they super smart? Are they part of Mensa? Or are they going to be, you know,
or are they
the next Tiger Woods or something?
Or are they a manipulator? I don't know. Rachel, that's all I need to know about you.
If you have one of those European license plates on your car, that's all I need to know about you.
Oh, my gosh, for sure. When I see this, I immediately just want to yell out the window, dork! You know the ones where it's like a long plate, Ashley? It's on the front of the vehicle.
Oh.
It's usually a Beamer or something like that.
Yeah.
Take that plate off. Yeah. Take that plate off.
I don't see them very often, but...
Yeah.
I just assume, don't they have those in England?
Somewhere.
So over, that's what
somewhere
I just assume.
Over there. Right.
Yeah, I assume, like, okay, you're British or something.
Did you drive here from there? Because if you didn't, it's time to change that plate.
No, they probably took a blimp over.
My wife is getting on a plane tomorrow, and that means that I've got the house to myself, and all I've got to do is keep the dogs alive. I mean, I got a couple chores that I put on the list here, but I'm not letting her add anything to my list, Ashley. So, you know, basically, I just have to keep the household running, do the other things that I want to do, and then, you know, feed the dogs and feed myself. And I asked my wife, what is it that she thinks that I eat when it is that, you know, she's not in the house?
What do you think I eat when there's nobody here to supervise me or feed me?
Everything that will give you a heart attack.
Wow.
What?
I mean, she's not actually wrong.
I was going to say.
I was thinking about it. Like, you know, at first it was hurtful to hear her say it out loud, but then I looked at it. Now, I'm the type of crazy person, Ashley, is that if I know I have, like, you know, designated time or whatever coming up, I start to make a plan out of it. So look at this. I'm going to give you a little insight into my craziness.
Okay.
This is my plan of things while my wife is gone. And you can see it's broken into sections.
It is.
I actually don't want you to read it all because then you would change your opinion about me. But
no.
Here is my area of chores. All right. So I have, you know, several chores here. Then here is my area of things that I'm going to watch on television. I make a mm-hmm. list of those too. And then here is, I've already mapped out my food possibilities for the weekend.
Food possibilities.
That's right.
Subject
that's
to change.
That's right. So I have a couple cheeseburgers left in the fridge that I can go ahead and grill up. I have those. There's a place near my house that makes this Big Mac pizza. Have you had Big Mac pizza?
No.
Oh, my gosh. With the special sauce and the hamburger
say,
on it
like
and everything.
Like a McDonald's Big Mac?
Oh, my gosh. It's fantastic.
Well, that's kind of lost to me. I've never had a Big Mac before.
Well, what? What?
This might take you 30 seconds. Hold on here.
How is that possible? And then I have a rotisserie chicken. That way, that I, you know, every time I walk by it, I can just rip a piece off of it, and I can drop a piece down to the dogs, and you know, then we're all happy, right?
Well, that's not unhealthy.
We're all there. So if you're home alone, there's nobody that you have to care for. You don't have to take care of your, you know, your animals, your husband, your children. What is it that you're going to eat? Girl dinner.
I actually did this last night.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Where was everybody? Did you just ignore your family, or you just what?
My husband was at work, and okay. My daughter wasn't around at the time, okay. So I saw a nice little bag of Starburst. And my daughter's not here. She's six. So usually if there's candy yeah. like that, we have to share. And this time I said, you know what? I'm going to eat all of the pink and all of the red.
Oh my
and
gosh.
I'm not going to hear a six-year-old griping to me about it.
So wait a minute. You ate a dozen pink and red Starburst for dinner? Like, I'm not a doctor.
It's like dessert.
I mean, I don't want to be judgy. But, I mean, how are you going to function throughout the day? like, is that, you know, turning into energy for you? You feel like that's working?
I just feel like you can't just have, you know, one, two, three, or four. If they're there and, you know, those cherry ones are kind of staring at me, it's like, oh, okay.
So you left, though, all the yellow and then what? Is it orange?
Orange.
Yeah, you left all those in the bag.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I mean...
So you when she comes home,
right.
She's going to be real disappointed.
Reach their bag into there. I mean, you may be Satan, actually. Wow, this is amazing. Very eye-opening. My wife's getting ready to go out of town, and that means over the next few days, like, I'm in charge of the house, but I'm also in charge of my meals, and I'll eat whatever I want, Ashley. Ask my mm-hmm. wife exactly what she thought that meant.
What do you think I eat when there's nobody here to supervise me or feed me?
Everything that will give you a heart attack.
Wow.
What?
She's not necessarily wrong. On my list for this weekend, I've got cheeseburgers, a pizza, and a rotisserie chicken. I just want things that I can pull pieces off of. 1-800-330-9999. Billy, you're home alone. Nobody's watching you. What are you eating?
Listen, I have a very good Italian wife.
Yeah.
When she goes away, she prepares all of my meals for me. I used to have a dog, so I don't have to worry about that. So, you know, I'm in pretty good shape. You know, I got a good Italian wife for that.
You know, it's true that a lot of times the Italian wife will prepare, like, casseroles and stuff. Like, they go, like, if you make me a pan of baked ziti, I can eat that baked ziti for 3-4 days. I once ate 30 pounds of potato salad in one weekend.
Whoa.
Yeah. I mean, if you leave me to my own devices, I can do it.
That's ambitious.
Well, she takes very good care of me. I can't complain. You know what I mean?
No, my wife is like, she's out of here, right? We went out last night. Thank God I've got half a ribeye waiting for me in the fridge tonight, or I might go hungry. No witnesses, Melissa. You can eat whatever you want at home, on the couch, wherever. What is it you're doing?
Okay, so I know this sounds not like a typical answer, but I'm obsessed with beef jerky, and I could eat bags of them all day. That is my girl dinner. Bags of teriyaki beef jerky. It's amazing. It's so good. I know it's such a random thing, but I just love beef jerky.
I just tried beef jerky for the first time.
What?
Like a couple months ago.
Are you serious?
No, I'm dead serious.
Time?
Like, I mean, and Ashley, like, you're outdoor type. You like sports and stuff like that. Just had beef jerky.
Yeah, I just don't like my animals dried out, I guess.
Hurts my jaw after a little while. I get it during fair season because, you know, they have all the spicy ones. They get the vendors there, and I get a ton of it. All gives me heartburn, all totally worth it, but I can't do it year-round.
You got to do the teriyaki because the teriyaki one is a little softer, so it doesn't hurt your jaw as much. But, yeah, I love beef jerky. I like it all.
I like the Western and the black pepper and the teriyaki. Yeah, all good. Mm. Jen, girl dinner. Nobody's home. There's no witnesses. What are you eating?
Oh, pepperoni pizza and red wine on my white couch.
That sounds like heartburn in a delicate
no,
scenario.
No, it's so good.
Living dangerously.
But on the white couch.
Yeah. Like, I mean, that's the thing. It's like, I mean, I'm not a therapist, but there's some things there. You're speaking to me when you give me that answer.
This is interestingly specific.
Right. You like to live dangerously.
I do, but it's because I can't do it when my husband's home.
Yeah. Come on. You can't trust him. He'll drop the pizza. Yeah. He'll drop the pizza. Right. No, I am that part I understand.
Mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
All right, it's time for another edition of Ashley Oakey. Ashley has been guesting in the studio here this week, and we got a few more days to go, so we'll be playing this game for a while. But Amazon gift cards up for grabs, which everybody always loves. Mm-hmm. You know, that's kind of like the new go-to like cash card there because we're always spending money on Amazon, right? So, and just in time for Prime Day, pretty sweet deal. So we've got on the phone right now Lisa. Lisa, are you there? Yeah, okay. So, Lisa, this is a super easy game. You don't have to do anything except to make one decision, all right? Tell me, we're going to do today 90s hits. Do you think Ashley will be able to correctly identify the lyrics in 2 out of 3 of the songs that I'm going to play?
Yeah.
I mean, she sounded full of confidence there when she said it, Ashley. Full of confidence. Not really. Not at all. Okay. So I've chosen 3 huge songs, Ashley, and 3 huge groups from the 90s, and hopefully you're going to be able to do it. Are you ready?
Let's give it a try.
All right. Choice number 1. Here we go. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging out the passenger side of his best friend's ride. Trying to holler at me. Go.
I knew the words before it, and then we get out of the chorus, and I'm like, yep, not sure.
Oh, what happened? Okay. Look at you. Now you have it. When you're able to sing it. Yeah, it does make it harder when the music stops. Okay. All right. Now looking good so far, Lisa. So far, she's 0 for 1, but let's see here. You've got to know this one. This is one of my favorites, of course, Mr. Biggie.
P-I-G-P-O-P-P-A, no info for the DEA. Federal agents mad because I'm flagrant, tap myself, and the phone in the basement.
I know the song, but I have no idea what the lyrics are.
Oh, no! Are you serious right now?
I know this song, but I could not repeat the lyrics if I wanted to.
Oh, no.
My team's supreme, stay clean. Triple beam, miracle dream. I be that. Catch a seat at all events bent.
You wouldn't have. All right. You wouldn't have had
only
that.
The chorus.
All right, Lisa. I'm sorry. So far, she's obviously 0 for 2. So.
I failed you, Lisa.
It's not going to turn a winner.
I'm
but let's.
Disappointed.
It's so great that she just didn't hold it back. She told you, I'm disappointed. And you know what? It's really.
I'm disappointed in you.
I can't hear the song on my end of the radio. I just heard your singing, and I knew all 3 songs, so I'm disappointed.
Oh, Lisa's like, I could have done such a better job by myself. All right, Lisa, I'm sorry. And you know that it's more hurtful, Ashley, for her not to say that she's mad at you, but to say that she's disappointed in you.
That's always worse.
It's actually worse. It's far, far worse. But you know what? Let's just see. You know what? I'll make you a deal right now, Lisa. If she can get this last one, I will give you the gift card anyways. All right?
Oh, and
this
no pressure.
This one is a gimme. If you can't get this one, Ashley, seriously, then I'll be disappointed. All right, here we go. Buckle down. Here we go.
New
kids on the block had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick. And I think it's fly when girls stop by for the summer.
For the summer. Get ready.
I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch. I take her if I had one wish. She's been gone since that summer.
Come on, Ashley. Since that
summer. All right, Ashley, go.
I have no idea.
What? Oh, my. It's LFO, man. Seriously?
I didn't listen to boy bands.
I based my life on that album. I'm just kidding.
Two hosts, multiple clues, only one right answer. It's time to play Heads Up with Anna and Raven.
Hi, Monica. Today we're playing Heads Up. This is a super easy game to play, okay? The way it works is Ashley is going to give you a clue, and you've got to guess the answer. Now, if you get 6 out of 10 of these correct in 60 seconds, I'm going to hook you up with a pair of AirPods. So pretty sweet deal, right?
Sounds great.
Yeah, I think you should be confident, too, because these are all sports, every one of these, right? So the clues that she's going to be looking for, the words that she wants you to say are all sports-related. It's not just one sport. Keep that in mind. But Ashley, here is your list.
All right.
Okay? I'm going to give you just a second to familiarize yourself with the list there. We're going to get going. Are you ready?
Oh, boy.
I'm ready.
All right, we go. I have a good feeling about this, Monica. I feel like Ashley's going to get you there. Here we go. Go! 60 seconds.
All right, in football, the players are looking to make this in order to get a touchdown.
Touchdown.
Nope. They want to score, go 10 yards to get the what?
Oh, pass.
Okay. If the game is tied, they go into what?
Overtime.
There you go. In baseball, this is the person who's throwing the ball from the mound.
The pitcher.
All right. And we... Two nets. There's a field. Multiple players. This is very popular in Europe.
Soccer.
There you go. Okay. In football, if we want to score an extra point, it's called a what?
Pass.
Okay. In baseball, once we make it around all the base, or we hit it out of the park and we run all the bases, it's
15
called
seconds.
What?
Home run. Okay. Home run. You got it. One more.
All right. Before a football game, two players are going to walk out into the field and they're going to do this to see who passes or receives.
Flip a coin?
Coin toss.
Coin we'll toss to works. You. Wow. That was close. I can tell you right there. I was nervous.
I really don't know football.
Well, no biggie one way or the other. Obviously, you're a winner now thanks to Ashley's great clue giving. A good recovery for you, Ashley, today. You've got the AirPods, Monica.
Awesome. Thank you.
Good job. I mean, I was nervous there for a minute. I mean, who doesn't get field goal? Come on. Saw an interesting conversation come up yesterday online, you know, and it's not usual that I get sucked into the hypothetical because I go, okay, you're just trying to get somebody's attention. But the question is, if your employer came and said to you, you can take a 20% pay cut so everybody here in the building can keep their job, or you can keep your full salary, but two coworkers have to lose their jobs. Which would you choose? What would you do? And be honest. And you know what? I mean, I found some of the comments to be interesting. Producer John is here. Ashley is here all week, too. So I'm thinking about this. Ashley, what would you do?
I think it would have to depend on my salary, okay. To be honest with you. If I was somebody that was making in the 7 figures and I had to take a 20% pay cut, would gladly do it to save everybody. Now, if I was making $50,000, then yeah. I may have to say goodbye to two people.
John?
And that's exactly it. Right there, man. You got to think about yourself. When you're making a massive amount of money,
yeah.
And I know this is a hypothetical situation, but it angers me, Ray. It angers me.
I mean, you need to explain to me your anger as long
like
as you can keep it calm.
Such an evil, late-stage capitalism kind of thing, but that's a different show.
Yes, okay.
I'm letting two people get fired. I'm thinking about my salary now and the things that I need to take care of in my life. I'm thinking about being a single parent. I'm thinking about, you know, having to, you know, my son needing things and stuff like that, and the amount of help that I have in my life, which is I love the help that I have, but it's not a ton. I got those people got to go. I don't have a choice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It can't even be a hypothetical.
You know, I there was a thing that my father used to always say, and he would just say, is they going to pay your mortgage, right? Who's paying your mortgage? Right. And I know Anna's dad, you know, says this to her all the time, too, is like, nobody's coming to rescue you. Right. Nobody's coming to save you. Like, listen, you have friends and they would do great things for you if they could. Right.
They'll do you a favor, exactly.
And they'll do whatever. The other thing to me is so like just to be clear. Sorry, coworkers, but two of you are probably going home. And here's the reason too, is that because in this country, we spend to what we have. Maybe it's the same other places, but I hear it's different, but I don't really know. Myself, personally, is we spend to what we have.
I think so, other countries like to say that about us, but I think it's a human characteristic.
Right. Like, so if you're making $50,000, like you said, Ashley, like certainly you need the money nowadays. Like that's not enough to survive with your family. But if you're making even $150,000, I'm guessing that you have the same amount of space in between when they come to pick up your car with the tow truck and pull it out of your driveway, or in between when you can't pay the kids' tuition, right, or you know, you're changing the things that you're eating. I mean, the cable gets turned off tomorrow, regardless, right? So I think that in that situation, like, you've got to think. And now here's the thing. If they come to you and say it's 20% or two of your coworkers, there's another part you have to know. You have to know that the clock is ticking. Right? Like, I mean, you might be safe today, but you're probably not safe in 3 months.
Oh, you're writing up a new CV and you're putting out a resume the moment conversation
ends. I think you need every single dime that you normally count on to get some things in order before you can be like, wait a minute, you know, we're going to no name peanut butter. You're going to no name stuff after that. Like, I mean, I'd like to save you if I could, but.
Well, but that's exactly your point, is that the space between the guy making 50K and 150K is that slim. That's the difference between a two-bedroom house, which is modest, and a one-bedroom apartment. That's it. You're still right on the verge of losing it all at any time.
Like I'm not happy about it, Ashley. I'm not carrying your box to the door or anything, right, with your stuff.
I could play the other side of this, too.
Which is?
That even if I were making a seven-figure salary, I'm sure there may be one or two people I don't particularly care for.
That you wouldn't
maybe
mind.
Life would be less toxic working with them. And I'd be like, you know what? Yeah. Skedaddle.
Right. Well, I mean, that's fair.
Turn into Survivor.
But you're making the seven-figure salary in the building. You probably have the ability to fire those people, just generally speaking. You know what I mean? You know?
Maybe I'm the one they want to see go.
Yes, you're definitely the one they want to see go.
It's all a funny game until somebody comes and asks you this later this afternoon. Right? Wow. 4th of July is in the rearview mirror at this point. That probably means you've got one or two of your big barbecues of the summer already over. Chef Plum, I've got your friend Ashley Baylor in the studio this week. What are we going to do to keep things fresh all summer long, Plum?
Ashley, how are you? Great to hear your voice. You're doing a great job this week sitting in, by the way.
I have missed you terribly, Plum. I really have.
Yeah, I've missed you as well. We'll have to figure that out sooner or later for sure. I miss seeing you guys all the time there. Yeah. However, summertime is my favorite time to talk to Raven. He's my favorite summertime person. Did you know that?
Oh, second to me?
Okay. You're my favorite fall person. But Raven, when it comes to summertime, we always talk burgers, we always talk steaks, we always talk hot dogs, all the staples. What about a dessert for your barbecue, Raven?
Well, I'm never sad to talk about meat, but I will also eat the sweets. So let's do this.
Very, very simple. And one of my favorite things to do, it's this amazing, it's almost like an ice cream that we're going to make. It's like a gelato. What I want you to do is take some beautiful, fresh watermelon. You can get the seedless ones. They're totally fine. It's not going to hurt you. Get some great watermelon. I want you to chop it up into cubes. Take that watermelon. You're going to put it into a blender, and you're ready. There's only two ingredients in this whole dessert, which is incredible. Put it into a blender, and then you're going to take two bananas and throw it in there. So you're going to have two or three cups of watermelon per banana. Does that make sense?
Mm.
Into your blender. Blend it up. Pour it into a bowl. You can refreeze it. You can eat it just like that. It makes an incredible dessert. Sometimes I even pour it to those little icy pop type, you know, freezy things that you might have for your kids. You can freeze it, and it comes out beautiful. Because that banana's in there, it gives it that extra texture.
So there's nothing else to do beyond that.
That's it, buddy.
Wow.
That's it.
I still feel like I'll mess it up.
Right. Well, that's the thing. I mean, you can do it frozen or fresh right there. You can eat it right at that moment.
100%. And you want it to be simple. That's the key thing. Because it's simple. Because I want to get back to the pool. I want to get back to being on the slip and slide. I want to get back to being on the crocodile mile, you know?
The hardest part of this for me, Plum, is how do we pick a good watermelon? Do you have a technique, Ashley?
I think I read that if it's rounder and it has that big yellow spot on it, that they taste sweeter.
Okay, so I heard something
about. Although, correct me if I'm
wrong. I heard the yellow spot as well. What do you say, Plum?
Well, the yellow spot is from where it sits in the grass because it grows on the ground. It's a field vine, they call it. So it actually grows on the ground. That's where that yellow spot is from it sitting on the grass. What I do is I pick them up and I literally smack them. And you can hear if it sounds nice and hollow, it almost feels like it's, you know, like if you smacked a wet bath towel, it's going to be delicious every time.
A bath towel.
Who's a bath towel.
We smack a bath towel on the ground. It's wet. It kind of makes that sound on the ground.
It's never sounded delicious to me. Okay.
I'm trying to grow watermelon in my garden right now for the first time.
Are you?
It's probably going to come out cantaloupe or something. I'm going to mess that up too.
When did you start? You know, right? Is this one of these ones that you have to start early, like pumpkins? I know you got to be planning for this forever.
They take a lot of space, Ash. That's my issue. I mean, you have a big garden.
It's not without its charm.
Okay, I like
that's
that.
A way of putting
well, listen,
it.
I think as long as you give it a lot of room and give it lots and lots of water, they're usually pretty happy. I mean, watermelon is 98% water, 92 or 98. I think it's 92% water. It's 92% water, so it loves water. So give it lots of water.
Oh, that's probably where I'm messing up.
This sounds delicious, Plum. I'll put it to work coming up this weekend by the pool.
Super easy. A little banana, a little watermelon, you can make an amazing gelato. You know, I'm air quoting gelato, but it works great every time.
Find that recipe and plenty more on Insta at chef_plum. Thanks,
That's
Plum.
That's it, brother. Come see me. I love you guys. I'll talk to you later.
Well, it happened again, everybody. Sad state of affairs. If you didn't get to go in the last couple weeks, you're not getting an invite to Mike Rubin's white party. This is a super fancy party that happens every year up in the Hamptons. This year, it was attended by the likes of Tom Brady, Kim and Khloe Kardashian, Beyonce and Jay-Z, Megan Fox, MGK. They were there. Drake was there. Robert Kraft was there. There's a photo of Robert Kraft with like Jay-Z. It's like the weirdest thing ever. Camila Cabello. I mean, just Leo DiCaprio. Everybody was there. Mm. Tom Brady's out playing a pickup football game on the beach. Let me ask you something, by the way. If you're just a random guy that happened to get an invite to the white party, you're not Drake, you're not Tom Brady, you're not a professional football player or
right.
athlete.
You're Jay Raven, maybe?
Yeah. Do you join that pickup game, or do you just watch from the sidelines? Because it's an opportunity for you to get injured and embarrass yourself at the same time.
Yeah, but if one of those guys injures you,
yeah.
Come on. You're at a party with some of the richest people in the entire world.
I don't think you can sue at that party. Ashley, what do you think? Are you getting in the game or are you not getting in the game?
No, you got to be a cheerleader on the sidelines for that.
Here's the thing, though. In remarks to the cheerleader, if you are the regular guy and you happen to catch a pass from Tom Brady or whatever, guess what? You've got a model going.
You're telling your great-grandchildren.
Who's that?
The story.
It could be the greatest moment of your life.
That's what I'm
it's
saying.
True. Well, you know, here's the thing, though. No matter which party it is that you're thinking about, because there's, you know, there's a white party in every city and every party now, every luxurious place. I don't think Diddy will be throwing anymore anytime soon. But there are these parties going on. I'm never getting an invite. So I thought to myself, I would throw my own white party around my pool.
Okay.
Right. Right, but there has to be certain rules if you're going to be on the list, besides the fact that you're just going to show up and wear white. So I thought it would be good to bring John in here, because sometimes when you say a rule, Ashley, people don't remember. But if you can put it to song, sometimes that can be even better. So these are the rules.
You got to punctuate it. And you need like a nice, like a Prince, like a funky kind of thing, you know. Like...
For my party. Yeah, after all. Okay, right. So rule number one, don't feed or throw my dogs in the pool.
That's right. At Raven's house party, don't disrespect the dogs. Raven house party, don't submerge the canines. Something like that?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Thank it was you. Rough. Thank it was rough. Let's do the second one.
Rule number one, don't submerge canines.
Don't submerge the canines.
Right, that's a good one. Rule number two, nobody sits in my seat at the bar. Nobody's going to sit in my seat at the bar.
At Raven's house party, he's king of the castle. If you sit in his botcha, he will give you a hassle.
And as long as my dog isn't submerged, he'll bite you if you get in my chair, too.
That's right. That's right. You better submerge the canine if you're going to sit in the bar chair. Otherwise... he'll have backup.
White party going on at my house now because I'll never get an invite to the Hamptons or Miami or Los Angeles for that white party. So the last and final rule, this is a big one, John, especially in the summer heat, is behind the shed is not a restroom. It's not a restroom.
It's a house party. If you got to hit the head, be civilized and go inside. Don't pee behind the shed.
Which I disagree with, by the way.
I mean, imagine going out there a day later. It's 95 to 100 degrees out. What do you mean, I have to live there.
Okay, but it's only the male members of your party, and it's not everybody. It's not going to be
is
you.
It
it's going to be is it? I don't know. That's a good point. How much cover does the shed have? That's fair. That's fair.
Just don't do it. Just don't pee behind the shed.
Feels
everybody.
Like that's what the shed's there for.
Thank no.
One couple.
He just doesn't seem to understand why should I go to this wedding now.
Just say no.
One problem.
I want to see her get married. I want to be there for her.
Make an excuse. She can't go and...
you know, call it a day.
You decide the outcome.
It's so awkward.
It's Couples Corner on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day we're joined by a couple who tells us what they're having a disagreement about, and then you get to decide who's right. Today it's Carrie and Mark. Carrie, what's going on?
So my son, my 12-year-old son, he's into video games. We don't let him play too much at home. But one of his friends has an account, and he's playing as a 33-year-old man. And we don't agree with it, but my husband wants to say something to the parents, and I think it's none of our business. I think we should just butt out.
Okay, so let me get this straight here. You don't really allow your son to play video games at home.
Right. I think it rots his brain, to be honest.
Okay. He goes to a friend's house. That friend obviously has video games, and he's playing as a 33-year-old man, the friend.
Correct.
And your son will play when he's there.
Yeah, he'll play with his friend on occasion. However, we put the kibosh on that right away.
Okay. Well, how do you do that if you're not there, right? Mark, what's your side of this?
Well, this kid's parents need to step in and do something about that because they have parental controls on these games for reasons. I mean, they should be seeing the games that he's buying, that he's downloading, that whatever he's doing. They should have some kind of oversight on this, especially if it's the content where he has to pretend to be older. If he's got to be 18 or up to buy the game or to play the game, then the parents should at least know what's going on here. I just don't think they have any clue of what these parents is going on in their house with their son, and especially when he's bringing friends over. Because it's not just our son. There's other kids who are going over there, too.
So what do you want to do? You want to talk to the parents? You want to confront the kid? What is it you're going to do?
No, it's not my job to confront the kid, for sure. No, but I think we should say something to the parents. Be like, look, here's what's going on. Here's what our son is being exposed to at your house. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if their son's getting up to anything else either. But the parents should be made aware of what's happening under their own roof.
And Carrie, you don't want to say anything.
I don't think it's our business. I don't think it's our place to tell other parents how to parent their children. All we can do is control our own son, and we put the rules out for him, so he's not allowed to be a part of that. But I don't think it's our place. I don't agree with my husband.
It's a sticky situation, Ashley, right? Like, because, I mean, it's one thing to be pretending to be somebody you're not in a video game, which inherently pretty much all of us are doing.
Right.
It's,
I mean,
something else to be masquerading as a grown man.
It's far more complex than back in the day when it was just Super Mario Brothers and Duck Hunt.
Right,
that's
right.
For sure.
Look at the funny face I put on my guy. Look at the hat that I put on the guy. That's how you created your character then, right? I don't know. What do you think? Do you say something to the other parents or do you keep it to yourself? 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Do you agree with Carrie that there's nothing that you can do? If anything, keep your son at home. Or do you agree with Mark that it's time to go knock on the door? It's a little bit of a tricky situation here. Carrie and Mark's son, he's 12, and he's got another 12-year-old friend that he hangs out with. Now, here's the thing. Carrie and Mark, they don't really allow video games in their house. But they understand that when their son goes to his friend's house, he does. He is allowed video games over there. And so they understand that, you know, he's going to be playing and doing some things. They've recently found out that their son's friend has a profile set up as a 30-something-year-old adult. And they have some, you know, problems with that. Carrie's worried that her son could be exposed to different things, but says there's no way that we can say anything to the parents. We just have to kind of, you know, discipline our son over here. If anything, not let him over there. On the other hand, Mark says, why don't I just go talk to the parents? Why don't I just knock on the door? Let them know, say, hey, listen, you know, if you're not aware of this, you know, this is what's happening when they're hanging out and playing. But you know, you've got to make a decision one way or the other. It does put your son kind of in the middle. Ashley, what do you think about this? You've got a 6-year-old, so you're not dealing with this quite yet.
I'm not dealing with this quite yet. And truthfully, I didn't really grow up with many video games. I had a Game Boy. That was it. So,
yeah.
You know, there's so many different directions you could go with this. I could definitely see the dad side of this with the concern, but there's also the other side. You know, the kid wants to go over and play with his friend. You don't want to keep him from that. This can go in 20 different directions.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Do you say something to the parents like Mark wants to do, or do you just kind of keep your mouth shut like Carrie says? And if anything, keep your son home. Mike, what do you think? Whose side are you on today?
I'm definitely in favor of the wife, and I don't think they've thought this through all the way, and I'll tell you why. They go over there, say something to the parents. The parents mention to the kid that so-and-so's parents said this. Now the kid's labeled as a snitch, and they've ruined that kid's life in high school.
Yeah.
It's an interesting take.
I mean, he's a little bit younger than that right now, but yeah, it does put him in a spot where certainly middle school, right? You know, I mean, the kids will be talking.
They're going to ostracize the kid from his friends. I think it's the wrong thing to do. let the parents parent how they want to. You just mind your own kids. And if you don't want them hanging out with them, don't let them hang out with them. But don't tell other parents, you know, don't, like, get involved that way. You're just going to get your son hurt in the end.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999 at the Couples Court. Carrie and Mark got a situation with their 12-year-old. Their son doesn't really get to play video games in their house, but when he goes over his friend's house, he could play all day long because they don't have the same rules there. Turns out his friend has got a profile set up online for his video game playing where he's a 33-year-old guy. Now, Carrie and Mark agree that this could be an issue, but she says we can't say anything to anybody. I mean, whatever is happening in that house is none of our business. Mark says, why don't I just knock on the door and talk to the parents and let them know what's going on? I mean, Ashley, it's a tricky situation when you're trying to balance your kid's outlook with his friends and keeping your child safe.
For sure. And I think this is something that is going to continue on, something I'm going to have to face as I get older and my daughter gets older.
Right.
And yeah, you don't want your kid to be labeled, you know, as a snitch or a tattletale. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, there are things you probably don't want your young child to be witnessing on some of these video games. It's a slippery slope.
Safety is paramount. 1-800-330-9999. Raquel, what do you think? Whose side are you on?
Hi, guys. I'm on dad's side. I don't know why mom thinks it's not a good idea, but absolutely you have to talk to the parents. And assuming that your kid is following your rules at someone else's house when you're not there is crazy. They're not. He's playing the 33-year-old profile with the friend.
Yeah. I have to agree that, listen, when you go to your friend's house, the whole fact of going to your friend's house, I mean, big part of it is there's different rules there. Right? There's different eyes upon. The parents don't know your habits. So if you're fibbing, you got a better chance of getting away with it, right?
That's for sure.
Hi, Juanita. Juanita, what do you think? Whose side are you on today?
I'm on the father's side. I would rather know if my kid was doing something and I didn't know anything about it. It's a hard world out there today.
Yeah.
And how would she feel if the tables were reversed if it was her son?
Right.
Would she want to know?
She probably, if
I would.
If you feel like another parent knows something and you don't, what's the worst part of being lied to is feeling like you're the last person to find something out?
Well, especially if it's something bad that can change the way your kid thinks or acts.
Mm.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Mark, our audience agreed with you today. You know, if the parents don't know, they just don't know. It doesn't mean that you have to go over there with a head full of steam and go banging on the door and go, do you know what your son is doing? But a casual conversation to your neighbor saying that, you know, hey, listen, I'm not sure if you're aware. I just found out this. I thought maybe you should know, that kind of thing. I mean, there's no rules against that, and the audience agreed with you.
No, of course not. No, I don't want to parent their son for them, no. But I just think, yes, a conversation just to say, like, hey, just so you know, this is what I'm getting reports back on from my son. I just think that it's just good to bring it to their attention.
Carrie, I guess you're just going to have to live with this, right? Mm-hmm. Be mortified while Mark goes over and has this conversation?
I was going to say, yeah, that Mark, this is on you to have that conversation. I don't want to be included in it, but, you know, if that's what the feedback is today, then I can respect that.
Well, best of luck, guys. On the surface, it might sound just like video games, but the possibilities are kind of, they're not limited nowadays, right? All sorts of things can be a result of something like this.
I suppose you're right. Yeah.
Well, I think you can always have the conversation when your kid comes home saying, look, I know you guys have been playing some, you know, harsh games mm-hmm. that show a lot of things that maybe aren't appropriate for younger children. And you kind of say, look, this is not something we repeat. This is not something we replicate. Mm-hmm. I do that with my daughter, actually. Sometimes yeah. I let her watch stuff that's probably not always appropriate for her, but I always have that conversation as we don't do this.
Mm. Yeah, I wish you guys luck, obviously, with this situation. If anybody else has got an issue, you can always email us, couplescourt@annandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $1,200, brought to you by NHTSA. Crashes can happen to even the safest of drivers. That's where driver assistance technologies like lane keeping assistance come in. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/driver tech, paid for by NHTSA. Hey, Lisa, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Of course, Raven, please leave the room.
You got it, Lisa. Good luck.
All right, Lisa, he's walking out of here in a minute. Those doors are going to close. We're in a soundproof studio. He cannot hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer more right than Raven, you win. But if he beats you, that jackpot goes up by another $100. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, number one. After a brief health concern led to a show cancellation, Pink has resumed touring in Europe. Which collaborative song from 2001 was Pink's first number one hit?
Lady Marmalade.
Number two, colleges and universities are featuring credited classes that study specific celebrities, including Jay-Z, Madonna, and the director of the 1997 film Jackie Brown. What's his name?
Quentin Tarantino.
And number three, a recent taping of Jeopardy had to re-record an ending because of an over-the-top reaction from the winning contestant. What neuroscientist and former actress split co-hosting duties for the show following Alex Trebek?
Mayim Bialik.
Number four, Jennifer Garner posted a photo of her blueberry muffin failure on her Instagram story titled Not a Pretty Baker, but said despite the looks, they were still delicious. Garner played Sydney Bristow in what early 2000s TV show?
Oh, I can't remember.
Oh, Lisa. All right, number five. The Amy Winehouse biopic Back to Black dropped for streaming on Peacock last week and is earning great reviews. The film is titled after Amy's second and final studio album. What was the name of her debut album?
No idea.
All right, that's all right. All right, let's bring Raven back in. Come on in. All right, 3 out of 5 for Lisa today. Three out of five.
Not great, not terrible. $1,200. Let's see how I do.
All right. Number one, after a brief health concern led to a show cancellation, Pink has resumed touring in Europe. Which collaborative song from 2001 was her first number one hit?
That long ago, collaborative. It's got to be Lady Marmalade.
Yeah, that is correct. Number two, colleges and universities are featuring credited classes that study specific celebrities like Jay-Z, Madonna, and the director of the 1997 film, Jackie Brown. What's his name?
Quentin Tarantino.
Yes, sir. That's number three. A recent taping of Jeopardy had to re-record an ending because of an over-the-top reaction from the winning contestant, which, by the way, I didn't hear about this, and I want to YouTube that person's reaction right now.
I heard they were like, we're not doing that here.
Okay. What neuroscientist and former actress split hosting duties for the show following Alex Trebek?
Mayim Bialik, or Bialik, or Mayim.
I think it's Bialik. But
Blossom.
Yeah, Blossom, exactly. Yeah. Number four, Jennifer Garner posted a photo of her blueberry muffin failure on her Instagram story titled Not a Pretty Baker, but she said it did taste good. Garner played Sydney Bristow in what early 2000s TV show?
Was that Alias?
It was Alias. Yeah.
A huge show that I never watched, but that's why I took the guess.
I never watched it either, and Lisa, no. I thought you had it up until you missed Alias.
Yeah, people loved it, though.
Yeah, I know.
I know. All right, number five, the Amy Winehouse biopic Back to Black dropped for streaming on Peacock last week, and it's earning great reviews. The film is titled after Amy's second and final studio album. What was the name of her debut album?
Oh, gosh. I'm going to get this wrong, and it's embarrassing. I'm just going to say Rehab.
No, it's Frank. But nobody knows it. Like, Frank. I honestly Frank. Didn't
Valerie.
Know that either.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Exactly. All right, Lisa. He beat you 4-3 this morning. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
This is Lisa, and I can't beat Raven.
Well, better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $1,300 Monday.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.